to be ready. And that's my question to you right across regional Victoria and particularly the Ring of Melbourne, 133693. Dandenongs. I mean, the Dandenongs, we always say, in a fire season is a disaster waiting to happen. Lynn Gunter is on the line. She was mayor of the Murrindindi Shire during the Black Saturday fires, covering the worst areas. Marysville, Flowerdale, King Lake, all badly affected. She was a member of the Black Saturday Stakeholder Reference Group. She's now in Sunday Creek, about 5 k's from where the Black Saturday fire started. Lynn Gunter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Well, you heard the man from Hawaii. It makes you shudder, doesn't it?
Oh, my heart bleeds for them. And sadly, the conditions that they faced were very much similar conditions to what we faced. And, the memories, when you're just listening to him talk, it's just like yesterday.
What is it like?
It comes back.
What is it like now, though? What are the conditions now? We've got the academics saying we could be headed for a bad time. Are we doing enough?
I don't believe there's enough being done. Certainly, when you go out into the fuel loads are massive. Because of fires, as we know, fires regenerate the native vegetation. Where we could walk, Neil, in 2009 before the fires, I'm only talking about 4 or 5 years later, the undergrowth was so thick you could not walk through it. And now it's even thicker. Added to that, we've got the grasses from the amount of rain we had last year. We've got trees that were burnt that have now fallen down that have put another load of fuel onto the ground. So,
it sounds worse than 2009.
I believe the conditions are worse. And I was a board member of the CFA at that time as well.
And you think it's worse now? What can we do?
Oh, look, we had... I don't know that we'd learn as much. Look, we've got things that are now great. We've got the Fire Ready app, which is terrific. That gets people. We've got people being organised to say, get yourself ready if you live in the regional Victoria. Know that you're going to have fires. Get your fire plan ready. All of those, that is good. But there's also things that need to be done on the ground. Now, the Royal Commission had numerous, if you recall...
Yes, I do.
..points of things that should be done. Fire breaks around towns, reduced fuel burning. And one of the things I have to raise is why can they reduce fuel burn in March when we're actually in a fire
so
period where nobody else
But have these things
it?
Been done? Are the fire breaks around town? Are the refuges...
No. We've got points of evacuation put last minute. But, I think most people now, and I know from our own experience and from the friends and the community that I am still in large, a large amount of them in contact with, they leave, when it's going to be a very hot day, northerly winds, they leave the area. Great idea.
So you
they're not putting themselves at risk.
You share the academics who, from no less than you, probably are quite worried about the season coming. You share that concern?
I do share that concern. I've shared that concern for a few years now. We've been kept saying, what's being done? What's being done? We'd walk out our house across the main road, Whittlesea Gay Road, where you could walk through the bush and you could no longer walk through the bush 5 years ago. And now it's worse.
One of the academics says sleepwalking towards disaster. Is that an overstatement?
No, I don't think it is because as I said before, Neil, I don't think we're learning. We're having all these things and we can go back in history. I know I looked back when after our fires and thought, look, what can I do to assist the community? What can I do to learn? I went back into Australian history. Australian history shows the pattern.
Yeah. Hold on. We'll have a talk to you off air, Lynn. Thank you for talking to me. Lynn Gunter, Mayor of Murrindindi Shire during Black Saturday, the worst area. Marysville.